text is Isaiah 49, verse 6. God says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors in Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." Dear friends of the Savior, history does a rather thorough job in shredding things. And that's what gives archaeologists their opportunity to dig up the remains, to dust them off, and to exhibit them in museums. And from their finds, they can even delineate the general features of civilizations and cultures of long ago. Yet, when all is said and done, these artifacts belong to no more than the splendor of man's achievement, which is like that of the flower of the field. In the morning, it grows up and flourishes. In the evening, it is cut down and withered. Now, right squarely into the middle of the path of this juggernaut that we call history, God put a people to endure and to stand up against it. He called it by name, Israel. It was to be an exception. It was to rise above the debris of history. But it chose not to live in response to God's will. And so history overran it too. 10 tribes were dragged off into an exile from which they never returned. 2 were herded into captivity, from which only a small remnant chose to go back when God called anew. And only with a great deal of prodding from prophets and cajoling from politicians were the walls of Jerusalem finally built and the temple on Mount Zion erected. Yet the ravages of time were to overtake these institutions too. So God held in reserve, according to the scripture reading from this morning, He held in reserve, hidden in the shadow of His hand, and tucked away in His quiver, another Israel. A solitary figure whom we get to know from this great prophet as the suffering servant of the Lord. One without ancestry or progeny in Israel itself, so laden with offenses that the old Israel hardly recognized him, and we have great difficulty in acknowledging him. The prophetic lens, so to speak, focuses on one from among the survivors that return from captivity. And the prophet is given an insight into the inner mysteries of the way the Trinity works, into the inmost revelation from God Himself, declaring that there would come one, an Israel called by name, who would wrest victory out of all the defeat and the debris of history. How could this be? The paradox was stated by the Lord Himself, that when He would be lifted up, He would draw all men to Himself. And in being lifted up, He was referring to His crucifixion. That's the paradox of the suffering servant, which defies the onslaught of death and destruction. Here is one called anew to be the true Israel, to make good what was wrong in the old, the transgressions of Jacob's descendants, and to create within history and me as the new Israel, the church, with its theology of the cross. For him, the text says, for him it is too light a thing to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore its survivors. This call went to one who would be and is the light of the nation. Here the Old Testament faith leaps beyond itself and walks arm in arm with the New Testament. He had been hidden away, to be sure, under the shadow of God's hand, but to come forth, as it says, like a mouth sharp as a sword, moving through history like a pointed arrow on the way to its target. Here the prophet overshoots everything that had ever been said in the Old Testament. For with what this Israel said and did, our right is with the Lord and our recompense is with God. Now no one need say anymore, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing in vanity. For that arrow has struck home, and that mouth has spoken to you and to me, calling us anew to share in that light and to help in the task of bringing salvation to the ends of the earth. To that broad scope, the season of Epiphany, the season of life, calls us anew to become a part of that continuing people to which God says, you are my servant, in whom I am glorified. There's a new call abroad in history since the days of the prophet, a pointed arrow in flight toward God's appointed goal. It is time now to listen, you coastland, and to hearken, you people from afar. Amen.